Now, last night, the Department of Transport issued a warning to all seafarers to navigate away from the area off the Irish coast where the Russian Navy will be carrying out military exercises. And we know now that those are due to begin this day week and they'll continue for 5 days. Already this morning, fishermen have confirmed they plan to defy the order. They still plan to take their boats out to sea and protest peacefully against the exercises. In a moment, I'll be joined by Michael Creed, former Agriculture and Marine Minister. But first, Patrick Murphy, CEO of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation, is on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Claire, and good morning to the listeners.
So you're talking to us. You're on the way to a meeting this morning with the Russian ambassador, Yuri Filatov. What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to say what I'm trying to say to the government, and it's very simple, Claire. We either decide the Irish waters out there are fishing grounds or military exercise manoeuvring grounds. So either it's a place for sending missiles or it's a place for fishing. Our fishermen are going out there to fish. And I cannot believe what happened where the Minister for Transport, who is also the leader of the Green Party, who is advocating 30% of our waters to be protected under EPA protected areas, right, is now saying that the fishermen who are going out there to do their job and catch fish, and as a consequence of that would be protecting the ground and the marine animals outside there, that many in the government and his own colleagues and ministers have said is the right thing to do, has undermined us in such a manner. Mm. It is absolutely crazy what's going on here.
Is it not about your safety, though? I mean, I'm looking at the front of the Examiner. There's a picture of this thing, the Russian Navy's missile cruiser, the Marshal Ustinov. Have you seen it? Have you seen the size of it?
We're not, Claire, we're not going out there to engage with the military of the Russian Navy. That's absolute ludicrous. We're going out there to fish. We would start the month, as your next speaker will be coming on, an ex-minister, that the quotas are given out on a monthly basis and they start from the first day of the month. If you do not catch your fish in that month, it's gone. You cannot carry it forward to next month. So this is jeopardising the financial stability of these boats who have already lost 25% of their earnings through Brexit. Mm-hmm. And there's a plan to wipe out one third of our boats, 60 of the 180 boats that are there. When is this government going to stand up for the fishermen of this country and the coastal communities?
You can't afford the 5 days, that's what you're saying. But just to go back to this Department of Transport notice, given the nature, it says, of the planned exercises and the presence of naval forces, vessels and crew are advised of serious safety risks in the operational area. So this is about your own personal safety and that of your colleagues, isn't it?
Well, fishermen go to sea in the worst of conditions trying to make a living outside there. I've lost friends to the sea. The sea has taken my friends. It's a dangerous occupation as it is. But we do so to make a living, bring nutritious food ashore, to build up our economies, to create an export-valued market worth €1 billion to this country. And all we want is help from our government. This is unbelievable. If you look at this, so the minister who is trying to protect the marine oceans is undermining the fishermen from doing that very job. And just to stall this and the notice that came out there, that is a marine collision notice. We will be there first. So is the minister saying that we're there first and we have to make room for somebody that's coming in on us? So it's like a right of way. You're saying that a car driving down the road, because another car is coming down faster on the wrong side of the road, it's the person on the right is the one in wrong, so you shouldn't drive. But this is what they're saying. Like, but the fishermen will be there first.
Well, you've been warned about the risk though now, Patrick. Are you saying you're still going to go out there?
No, well, it's not up to me. This is up to our fishermen. This changes everything now. We've been totally and utterly undermined. So either the government wants people to go fishing and earning a living outside there, or they don't. Or they want the Russians to come in and do these military exercises in our waters, or they don't. There's confusion and mixed messages here. Either they're going to stand with the fishermen. We're getting backing from America, from the people in America. We were asked to set up a Facebook fund me page so the people of America would fund our fishermen to go out there, that they wouldn't be at a loss.
So tell me,
that's the support we get from out foreign. Wouldn't it be nice to see a little bit of that at home?
What option do you think is open to the minister and to the government here? Because he's been told that the Russian Navy are using the Navy artillery to launch rockets in the area. That's what's going to happen.
So
if he didn't warn you to stay away, he would be remiss.
No, he wouldn't. You see, the notification should have gone to the Russians. Let's make this clear. Fishing boats will be going out there fishing. They'll be there first. If another danger comes in on them under the collision laws, it's they that have to give way, not the fishing boat. a fishing boat has gear outside of it, so it's restricted in its manoeuvres, right? It cannot turn fast or get out of the way fast. So you give way to this. Mm-hmm. So these Navy ships can turn on a tuppence. So it's they who have to be cognizant of the people that are there ahead of them. And they're coming into our waters. This is fishing grounds. It's not a firing range, or it's not a military range. It's a fishing ground, and it's a biologically sensitive area where a lot of fish come to spawn and produce. If we damage that, then the knock-on effect will be our scientists will say, well, we've seen damage now done to the biomass of these fish, and as your next speaker will confirm, they'll take a precautionary approach, they will reduce the quotas for years to come, and it'll further be another kick in the teeth for our fishermen.
So you're I just want to get this clear now, this warning that you got, and people who are in your business from the department to stay away from this area and be mindful of your own safety, you're saying reverse this and send it off to the Russians and let them be careful.
Absolutely, because that's the right way. We will be there first from the first. The Russians are coming onto this waterway after us. We are there. We have possession of the ground. We are there to fish. If the Russians then start coming close to our fishing vessels, it's they are creating the hazard, not us. This is what we were hoping to talk to the ambassador today and come to an agreement and understanding. Mm-hmm. But what the complications of this now, Claire, is we've had to notify all our vessels, right? This is really serious. To check now with the insurance companies to know will they be covered if they go into this area. So forget about the Russians. If some man gets injured on board a boat now in that area and nothing to do with that, will he be covered? Will the boat be covered by the insurance company?
And that's because this warning has been issued. So you're saying the insurance might be impacted by the warning?
Yes, so this is our government now. Where are they standing? Who are they standing with? This was absolutely crazy. So you have one minister saying it's great that the fishermen are outside there, Minister Noonan, and you have his leader and the man above him then putting out this notice that undermines us. Like, make up their minds.
I wonder how far you think you're going to get with the Russian ambassador, because you know the minister, Coveney, went to see him and he sort of, he brushed it aside, didn't he? You know, he said this whole thing is overblown. So how do you think you're going to get any further with this person?
We have to start in this point, right? Conversation is everything. When the conversation stops and the talking stops, the bullets start to fly. So we want to do the talking. We have been invited graciously by this representative of the Russian nation in our country. Why wouldn't we not go and at least meet the man and pay him the respect that he's due to hear him out and give our concerns to him? But for our government to undermine us hours before we are to meet him is shocking, and it's bad behaviour, and they should hold their heads in shame of what they're doing to this fishing nation.
All right,
we are being decimated, Claire.
Well, we'll put your points to the department and we'll ask them for a response. We're doing that right now. Patrick, will you stay on the line, because I want to speak to Michael Creed, Fine Gael TD for Cork North West and former Minister for Agriculture and the Marine, who's been listening to all of that. What's your own advice, Michael Creed, to the fishermen over the southwest, around the southwest coast, who are saying they're going to defy this Department of Transport warning?
Good morning, Claire. I think this is a real tragedy. I understand entirely the views of Irish fishermen, particularly the Irish South and West, who fish in this area substantially. But I think it's important to note, to understand that this isn't an application that was made to Ireland that Ireland accepted. This was a notification that we got, that the Irish Aviation Authority got. It wasn't an application, and it's under international law in international waters. And I would have concerns from a safety point of view. I would not like to see Irish fishermen, notwithstanding all of the challenges that they face, making a living, putting themselves in harm's way. But that said, I think we can't divorce all of this from the broader global context, which is the Ukrainian crisis. I mean, you have to ask yourself, why is it that for the first time ever, is my understanding, the Russians would seek to do a military or naval maneuver in this area? And it is tied into that broader context, which sees, alarmingly, for the first time in many, many decades, the prospect of a land war in Europe. And I mean, the consequences of that are horrendous, like the humanitarian consequences. Hundreds of thousands of people will possibly lose their lives if that happens. But the economic consequences, the displacement of people, the refugee crisis. I mean, this is Syria on steroids. It's double the population on the door of Europe, bordering Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, all countries within the European Union, countries with substantial Russian ethnic minorities, the Baltic states.
Yeah, and fear of what might happen, and that has been expressed by the government here and by others. But can we bring it back to what we're discussing here this morning with Patrick Murphy and the fishermen? They feel that the government has undermined the fishermen by issuing this warning and telling them, essentially, make way for the Russians in the sea.
Well, I mean, we have a duty of care, I would say, to our fishermen. And we have to let those fishermen know what it is. I mean, our displeasure at this is abundantly clear.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
We don't have a veto. We don't have a veto. We have been, as I said, notified. Not an application that we have granted. We have been notified that this is happening. And we would be in dereliction of our duty of care to our fishing industry if we didn't notify them, and indeed all others on the IRC, that this is happening.
So they may have acted... let's say the Russians have acted appropriately. They're doing everything by the book. But is it deliberately provocative?
It is, of course. And I mean, this is part of calculated distractions that we have to be conscious of. This is all tied into the global geopolitical issue around the Ukraine. I mean, why for the first time ever would they do these maneuvers on the western flank of the European Union when all the focus has been on the Ukraine? It's a deliberate distraction, as was the engagement with the chief of staff. I mean, these are things that we need to be careful that we don't get, you know, dragged down burrow holes. We need to remain focused on the main issue. One is the safety of our industry, our fishing industry, and notifying of those serious safety risks is a duty of care that has to happen. We have conveyed our displeasure. We have requested that it doesn't go ahead. But we should remain focused on the bigger picture, which is the Ukrainian crisis and all of the consequences that will flow from that escalating into a land war, the first on European soil since the Second World War. Mm-hmm. That would be a catastrophe.
Yeah, so we're not happy about it.
We can't divorce this issue from that.
It's a fairly lame response. We don't want it to go ahead. We don't want to upset our fishermen. But we're allowing all of this to happen because there's nothing else we can do.
Well, I'm sorry, Claire. What do you think we should do? Are you saying that we should take a unilateral military strike against the Russians?
Look, Patrick Murphy has said very clearly
what we can do.
This Department of Transport notice,
he's
saying,
our diplomatic and political skills is what we should do.
All right,
we
have asked me what I think we should
Russians.
Do.
We have used our position in the United Nations.
If I may, if I may ask you a question, Patrick Murphy says, take the Department of Transport notice and redirect it to the Russians and tell them to clear the way.
We don't have that legal authority. These are international waters. We have been notified, as I said, we have been notified that this is happening. They don't have to apply to us for this to happen. That's international law of the seas. They don't have to apply to us. Unfortunately, I wish it was otherwise, but we're faced with a reality. And we have a duty to protect our fishermen. I would hate to see any of them put themselves in harm's way. I wish this wasn't happening, but I think the fact that they have been notified is what is incumbent on the state to do. We will obviously continue to do everything we possibly can to deal with this issue, but also to deal with it in the context of the broader issue of the Ukraine.
Do you think that this now raises serious questions about our position of neutrality?
Well, look, I mean, I would welcome that debate. I think the triple lock, you know, is all very well in theory. In other words, a government approval, a Dáil approval, and a United Nations approval for actions by the Irish military. But a UN approval requires a unanimous decision by all five permanent members of the Security Council. And therein is the problem for us, insofar as it effectively outsources or gives a veto to others on actions that we might take. Now, there are many times when we see humanitarian crisis enveloping and say somebody should do something, but we are hamstring ourselves from doing something if there isn't unanimity in the Security Council on these matters. And that is effectively outsourcing or giving a veto to others. And I think it's something probably the triple lock in particular is something that we should revisit.
OK, so it should be up for debate is what you're saying. Michael Creed, I'll let you go. I know you have things to do there. Thank you very much for joining us. So Patrick Murphy, to come back to that, and you've been listening there all the way through. It's not a whole lot can be done, it seems.
But Claire, you see, there's misinformation there. Of course there can. If this is in international waters, then there's no issue here. But it's not in international waters. It's in our EEZ, and the maps are there to show us. So, of course, this is the government have a role in this. It's in our waters. Oh, we don't fish in international waters. We fish in Irish waters in the EEZ. We're 60, 70 kilometres away from international waters. And if they operate out there, surely that's a safe enough distance. We cannot stop, as the minister said, them operating and doing these exercises in international waters. But the map doesn't show that. Mm-hmm. It shows that this operation is alongside where our fishing boats are. That's why we're going to meet the ambassador today to see if we can come to a resolution. And if they move off a bit from our boats and increase the safety and move into deeper water, that's what we're after. And also, I think the ex-minister, the previous speaker, needs to check, has there been other military exercises? Because I was contacted by an Irishman who was working as a journalist in the Ukraine and in Russia, and he says that these are commonplace. And even the ambassador who I'm meeting today said that they've carried out drills like this in this area before. But the escalation...
But surely if that was the case, you'd know about it, wouldn't you? Or your colleagues would know about it.
We didn't know about this. Claire, who told us about this? We found this out on social media. This would be a non-story only for us coming out to protect our members and breaking the story. And it went worldwide. Have you ever been notified about this? Were you notified about this beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. This is the usual treatment, unfortunately, that the men and women who risk their lives, that go to sea to earn their living, is being treated by this government and successive governments. And the history is there. We had over 400 boats at the start of this in 2006, at the start of the century. We're going to be reduced to 120 now. What does that say about the policies and the way that we are being treated in this country? We have 29% of the European waters and we're given 5% of the whitefish in our waters. That's okay. It. So we're being badly treated here, Claire, and the public need to know that our industry is at extinction level event. We are being wiped out and it is happening all around the coastline.
Okay.
And you can visit the fishing ports and see the fishing boats disappear in front of your eyes.
Okay,
it has to stop.
Patrick, I want to thank you for joining us. Best of luck with your meeting today. We'll be interested to know how that goes with the Russian ambassador a little bit later on. Breed Smith, People Before Profit TD for Dublin South Central, is on the line. And just on that particular point raised by Michael Creed there, the notion of a debate now on Ireland's neutrality in light of all of this, Breed Smith, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable it's going to happen. It's already happening. You know, the debate around Ireland's neutrality has never stopped, particularly since the Gulf War when we increased the use of Shannon as a stopover and haven't stopped the use of Shannon as a stopover for US military manoeuvres in the Middle East. And that's been a bone of contention. Other TDs before me have put their lives on the line by, you know, blocking runways, damaging planes, risk going to jail, and so have many activists throughout the country, because our neutrality is a very precious concept to the vast majority of Irish people. And I think poll after poll has shown that people really treasure that. And 100 years after the state was founded, we're now having this opening up this debate again, should we be neutral or not neutral? And I would seriously contest what the minister said there when he said we're outsourcing the veto to others. It's ironic to hear a Fine Gael minister say that. They've no problem outsourcing everything else between broadband and building hospitals and running our health services. But now all of a sudden he's concerned about outsourcing.
And listen,
because they do want to open the debate about our neutrality.
Can
they
I
brought
ask
us
you,
into PESCO.
Do you support Patrick Murphy and the fishermen who are planning to go out and protest when the Russians arrive on Thursday?
The plight of coastal communities and fisher people throughout this country is something very dear to my heart, very close to my heart, and I have been protesting and on side with them. We do have to distinguish, though, between the sort of type of fishing that takes place, the big factory ships, and the ordinary, smaller, family-run businesses.
I know,
that
that's different, though. They're going to take on the Russians on Thursday, this massive military vessel which is headed our way. Do you think they should, despite the Department of Transport warning them that they shouldn't?
Well, I mean, you know, somebody said there, he said it himself, that these military exercises are commonplace, and they are. And, you know, they are commonplace.
So should
around
they go out and meet
waters.
And meet the Russians in the water on next Thursday?
I mean, that's up to them. I honestly don't know what the point of it is, really, because, look, you know, it's a David and Goliath situation. I honestly don't know, other than they are drawing attention to a problem, which is that the use of explosives in our waters does destroy the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It does threaten the planet, and it is one of the biggest contributory factors to carbon emissions and climate change. That's a whole kind of different argument.
Yeah, okay.
But I do absolutely empathise with them, and that their industry is threatened by it.
Okay, but we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there, Breed Smith. Thank you very much indeed. But we'll bring you up to date with that story if there are any developments over the next while.